invented. For heaven like karf of Yosim of Beis Hasayim. And now it comes out that this whole chotzer now has a din of a karfe, which is more than a Beis Hasayim, and it's not considered hukuf ladira, since you planted on rove of it, and where you planted, you don't live there, you don't walk there. So blind as if the whole chotzer now is not hukuf ladira. And since it's more than a Beis Hasayim, the whole thing is also. The also, like Rashi says, Tat Rashi, botu le ruba, vevikilu nishra kula, it's as if the whole thing was planted. And if the whole thing was planted, since it's more than a Beis Hasayim, havada it's also. So maybe in such a case, even according to Rav Shimon, it would be also. So the Gemara Eli Yitmar, if you want to say a chiddush, where it will be mutter according to Rav Shimon and also according to the Rabbanan, Eli Yitmar Hochi Yitmar, this should be the case. Ha miyuta shari, if let's say you planted only a miyut of the chotzer, like in picture 69, we had a very wide chotzer. The chotzer was, let's say, 150 yamas wide and 100 yamas long. And you only planted the left side of 50 yamas wide by 100 yamas long, which that's the miyut of the chotzer. Even though the part you planted itself is a karfif, it's not hukuf ladira now, and that shetach is exactly a Beis Hasayim. It's 50 by 100. So it by itself, you're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, even though it's not hukuf ladira, but since it's not more than a Beis Hasayim, you're allowed to be metaltal in this left shetach. Now, the right side of this chotzer, it's the roiv. The roiv of the chotzer is called the chotzer of hukuf ladira. There you didn't plant, so there you could use and sit there and live there. So the right side is a chotzer and the left side is a karfif. Here the case, according to Reb Shimon, it will be mutter to be metalto from the chotzer into the karfif. This is the case. For the more eli yitma hochi yitma. For miyuta, if the part you planted is only a miyut, then shari, then you can be metalto from the right side to the chotzer to the left side. Omer afun the brethren of Yeshua, lo yamoron elod lo yhevei beis hasayim. Heals only where you planted is not a beis hasayim. Avo beis hasayim shno, the left part that you planted is exactly a Beis Hasayim also. Then, since it's a Beis Hasayim, so it has a din of a karfif, and the right side is a chotzer, and so you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer until the karfif. So the Gemara command to Rabbonin. If it's time you want to say it's also, it can only be also according to the Rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, you're not allowed to carry from a karfif into a chotzer, even though each one by itself you could carry, but you can't carry one to the other. So come to face here, like a picture 69. Since the right side is a chotzer, the left side is a karfif, and you can't carry one to the other, so according to the Rabbanan, one aser on the other, b'chlal, you can't carry here. Yeah, well, like Rashi says, Ela beis hasayim, nikra karfif, shle hukuf ladira. Now it's considered what you planted there, it's not hukuf ladira. Fiyaf agav dilu heve b'yan penavshe, ke beis hasayim, loy misasur, even if it would have been by itself. Like this left side of the picture 69, which is only 50 by 100, which is only a Beis Hasayim. If it would have been by itself, even according to the Rabbanan, you would be allowed to be metaltal inside it, because it's not more than a Beis Hasayim. Abahocha, now in this case, the Nifras Lechotzer, it's open, b'mluyeh, like the right side, the Chotzer is open completely, to the left side, the Karfev, the Chotzer Nifras Oloi, is kaim alon the Yosel Ataltu Mikarfev Lechotzer. According to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be metaltal, you can't carry from a Chotzer to a Karfev. That's a cloud we'll see later on in the Masechtim, where it's opened up completely to another place that's also to metaltal from it to the other, like in picture 69. From the right side, the chutzah part, you're not allowed to be metaltal into the left side, the karfif part. Each rishus asks 100% on the other one. So according to the Rabbanan in this picture 69, you can't be metaltal b'chlal at all, because the right side, that's the chotzer part, since it's open completely to the left side, that's the karfif part, and you're not allowed to be metaltal from the karfif into the chotzer, so it obliges like it's opened up to a place that's also to metaltal one to the other, so the both of them become also to be metaltal. But that's only according to the Rabbanan. According to Rab Shimon, you are allowed to be metaltal from a chotzer to a karfif. So it's considered here like a picture 69 that has opened up to a makam hamutala. Since it's opened up to a makam hamutala, then you are allowed to be metaltal there. Yeah, Zemar Vaita. Reb Yirmiyah midiftei matni lakula. He learned this halacha. No, still lakula. He learned over this halacha. Yes, Rashi lakula. The afilu hamiyat beis hasayim. Even though the miyat is a beis hasayim, the mikri karfif. Of Kivan, the Biafi Nafshi Shari, since by itself you are allowed to be metaltal there, Hashtanami Shari, still you're allowed to be metaltal. Fulayasri Hadodi, and still they don't ask the one on the other. Dilu Hoyim Chitze Benayim. If there would have been a wall, like in this picture 69, there would have been a wall between the right side, the Chotzer, and the left side, the Karfev, Heavy Charlotte the Tule Zelaze, you could carry from one to the other. Kirebi Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon. The male of a hash to the Nifritsu Zelaze, now that they opened up one to the other. Le Nifritsu the Rishus Osalot, and not open up to Rishus, that's Osir. So therefore, according to Rebbe Shimon, it's Mutter. So that's what he learns. Master Lakula, the what? Ho Miyuta Shori, a Miyat you're allowed to. So Drashi, Avu Yosim, based on Sayan, Nasis Karmelis. That even according to Reb Shimon, only if the part that you planted is not more than a base of sayim. Therefore, since you're allowed to be metaltel inside it, it does not answer on the other part, the chotzer. But let's say the part you planted would be more than a base of sayim. So the part you planted now, blais mechitzes, shleihuk of the dira, more than a base of sayim, it's also to metaltel inside there. Then Avada would even ask you, you can't be metaltel in the chotzer. Because then we look as if the chotzer is opened up 100% to the makam or asala, to the karfef, which is more than a base of sayim. So since you can't carry in the karfef, who then you can't carry in the chotzer? Omer Afuna bread of Yeshua, lo yamor nela base of sayim. When is the mutter to metaltel in picture 69, even according to Reb Shimon, if the part, the left side that you planted, is only in Tula Beis HaSayim? Avo Yosim Beis HaSayim? Let's say the left part that you planted is more than a Beis HaSayim, then Osir, it would be Osir, and who command Reb Shimon? This will be totally in Reb Shimon Chita. Again, Kolor, like in picture 69, if the left side that you planted is only 50 by 100, so that's called the Karfeth, but you are allowed to carry inside it, since it's only a Beis HaSayim. So then, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel in this whole chotzer, from the left side to the right side. Because according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel from a chotzer to a karfif, or a karfif to a chotzer. Mashenkein, let's say this left side that you planted is more than 50 by 100. It becomes more than a base of sayim. So then it itself is also to be metaltel. Because this is called mechitza shleihuk of the dira. You cannot live on this place that you planted. So since it's more than a base of sayim, it hasn't been karmelus mid rabbonim, you're not allowed to be metaltel in this mokim itself. Therefore, since the right side, the chotzer, is opened up in luya, it's completely opened up to a mokim osolo, to the place that you can't carry from one to the other. Here it's much better. Here it's not just time you can't carry from one to the other. Here the left side is called the karmelus. Midirabonim now it's called the karmelus, since it's wider than a base of sayim. So then even according to Reb Shimon, it's also to metaltel even on the right side, the chotzer. Because here the chot to the right side is opened up in Luyoy to the left side, which is a karfef, a mokim shlehukos l'diron, more than a base of sayin, so it has a din karmelus midrabonin, it's also to metaltel, therefore one asses on the other, you can't even carry on the right side on the chotzer either. Not the ruba herek chotzer muta. The loch again was that in the rabbanon, if you have a shetach of a karka that's more than a base of sayin, even though you have dalad mechitas all around it, it depends. If it's hukof ledira that you live inside it, so then no matter how wide the mechitas are, still it's muta. It has a shem rishus hayochid. You're allowed to be metaltum even with the rabbanon. But if it's not hukof ledira, just like a park. She just has mechitis all around the big area. Once the area is more than a base of sayim, the rabbonin gave that area din karmelus. It's also to metalto dal damas inside it. Now, we had halacha before, even if metchilo, it was hukuf ladira. You had, let's say, in your backyard. You had a very tremendous backyard, but it was open to your house, so it's called hukuf ladira. So it depends. If you planted tfuah there, so if you planted tfuah in a mokum that's a base of sayim, when you plant, you don't use that place. You can't live there. You can't sit there. So it blives now like it's not hukah for dira anymore. Therefore, if you planted a mokum that's more than a base of sayim, it becomes also to metalto there. What about if you planted trees there? So that was the din of the rice before. If you plant trees, that's not mavato the dira. Because the mice people live, even though they have a nice backyard, you have trees there, it's kishmak. The trees make it a little bit shady. So the trees do not take away from the dira. Still called the mokum dira, even though you planted trees inside your backyard. That's the halacha. Not a ruboy. If you plant the trees in row of it, still harayuk a chotzer mutter. Still it has a din like a chotzer, and it's mutter to metaltel inside your backyard. Omer Rav Yud, Omer Rav Imi, v'hu isha osuyin itzablois. So trees have to be planted in a system in a row. That it's shriach, it's like it's nice to live there. It's nice to sit there. The Rashi says itzablois, Rashi says. And netuyin shura shuris. It's very nice to sit in between the trees. Like you have picture 70 here, on page 59. That your backyard was made, planted with trees, and nice shuras, nice rows, so you could sit in between the trees. That's still called the mokum dira. Therefore, it's still called hukof ladira, this area. And even though it's wider than the base of Siam, still you're allowed to be metatal inside there. Because it's nice to live there. But mashma, if it wouldn't be planted in rows, the trees would be all mixed up. That's mavata the dira. Then it's not nice to live there. That would not be called hukah the dira anymore. Rav Nachman Amar no. Afal pi she'ein asuyin itzablois. Even though the trees were not planted in nice rows, still trees are not mavato the mokum adira. It's still possible to live there, take a sit there. You still enjoy the shades there. Zatimara mar Yehuda kloy levei Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda went to visit by Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. Chaznu lahanu, he saw he had a big backyard. The loyavidi etablois, and he saw he had a lot of trees planted there. The whole area was planted with trees, and the trees were not planted in the system. It wasn't straight rows. The trees were mixed up all around. Bekomatalt lebegavayu, and still he was carrying inside his backyard on Shabbos, even though the mechitzas were wider than the base of Sayim. So avad the poshet is good because it's hukah ladira. You have your house there, but the shaila is now that you planted trees all around and not in the system, maybe it should be mevatel the dira. So Amalei, he said to him, loy sovel omar loha de avimi. Don't you hold like avimi that said it's only mutter if the trees are planted in the system? They're planted in straight rows. Then it's nice to live there, to sit there. That's not mevatel the dira. But if the trees are stam planted all around without a system, it's mevatel the dira. Amalei, he answered back, no. I hold like Rav Nachman. That holds what? No matter how it's planted. Lamaisa, trees are not mavato the dira. No matter how many trees you have in your backyard, you'll still go out there to live there, to sit here. So it's not mavato the dira. And that's the loch. No matter how the trees are planted, it's not mavato the dira. Only if you have zeroyim, if you have vegetables or a tfuah growing there, then b'mokim, the tfuah is growing, nobody sits there, you don't live there. So that's mavato the shem dira, and if you planted a place that's more than a base of sayim, it's also to metatl inside it. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, karfeif yoisim beis osayim. A karfeif usually means like a park, a place that's hukuf mechitzis, that has four mechitzis all around it, and shaloi hukuf adira, but nobody's living inside it. It's time an old wide open park that you have dalad mechitzis all around it, and it was wider than a beis osayim. So the locher is midirabon, and it has a din karmelis. Once the mechitzis are wider than a base of Sayim, like we had yesterday, means more than 70 amis and 4 tvachim, by 70 amis and 4 tvachim, the Rabbanan gave that shetach a din karmelis. Said Rashi, karfeif yoisim a base of Sayim shlehuka fadira. V'yachrei chein, and after that, after you had this park there, bona etzle dira. Now later you build a house inside this park. V'yarminu lekamon, the Gemara says later, hukav shtole dira. It's totally bishas you build the mechitzis. If b'shas you build the mechitzis around this park, it was not hukuf ladira. Nobody was living inside it. Ulebsoif posach loy pesach diras beisoy lemahani. But later you build a house inside it, so that doesn't help you anymore. Since metchila, when the walls were built, it was built shloya manat to live inside it. It was built more than a base of sayim. It has a din karmelis to it. And even though you build your house inside it, like picture 71, it doesn't help you anymore. Because since metchilu the walls were built shloya manas ledira, it has a din karmelis on it. So the shalom is, now what's the yetzer? How do you do now to make this karfeif roy to be metaltal inside it? Because the ma'isa, you have a house there now. Now you do live in this makom. Just the mechitzes were made shloya manas ledira. Like, what? How's the trick to be mevatel these mechitzes? Could they, like, you build up the mechitzes new, and the new mechitzes are made for the purpose of the house that's inside that you want to live there. So how's the yetzer to mevatel the old mechitzes to, like, make new mechitzes? So the Gemara kates it away. So what's the yetzer to do? The yetzer is poritz bar pirtza yoyse meyeser. Like a picture 71. You have this wall, make a nice hole through the wall more than 10 amas wide. Once you make a pirtza more than 10 amas, a pirtza yoyse meyeser is mevatel the mechitzah. So it has a din as if there's no mechitzah there altogether. Then the goydra. Now fix up the mechitzah, like picture 72. Put another fence in this pirtza now to make the pesach less than 10 amas, umamidu al eser, and make the pesach now only to be 10 amas wide, umutter, that will be hechetim, so how now you would be a lot of entitled inside the karfer. Because really you have a base deer inside there. Just the mechitzis matrila were not made for that purpose. So now that you make the pirtza yoyse meyeser more than 10 amas wide, you break the din mechitza. As if it doesn't have a fourth mechitza. Very good. There's no fourth mechitza. Now I go and build up a fourth mechitza. And I do it l'shem dira, that's enough. Even if you make just one mechitza l'shem dira, that's enough. So even though now in this area it's more than a beis hasayim, it's more than 70 by 70 yamas, so what? Since you have a house inside, you're living in there, and now you're making these mechitzas after you have the dira, it's mutter, it has a din b'shos yochid, even with the rabbon, it could be metaltal there. The drashi kates in a waisa, pirates like pirtsa yoysem yeser, deve kimi she'en boy mechitzas. Once you made the hole, the pesach more than 10 amis, it's as if there's no mechitzas. It's mevatel the mechitzas. Now this is a big machlokes we show him, if this is a din midiraisa or only midirabonin. It's a machlokes we show him, but they bring a raya from the rach sheet, another sheet of the show him, the din of yoysem yes was only midirabonin. That midiraisa, once you have a mechitza, no matter how big the pesach is in between, it's not mevatel the mechitzas, midiraisa. The svaros, the gemaras always say that once it's more than 10 amis, it breaks the mechitza, that's only a svar in the rabonin. There are some shittas we shouldn't learn, no. That's a svar in the Raisa. Even in the Raisa, once you have a Pesach there, more than 10 amas wide, it breaks the mechitzas in the Raisa. It's a shalom we shouldn't. The Chazanish is machri, yos da locha, that it's only in the Rabbonin. Midi Raisa, as long as you have mechitzas there, even though the pirtzis is more than eser, still it has a shame pes, it has a shame mechitzah on it. It's not mevatel, the pirtzah yoysa mi eser is not mevatel the mechitzah midi Raisa. It's only midi Rabbonin. But I call upon him midirabonin for sure. When you make the hole more than 10 amas wide, you mavato the mechitza. It's considered like you have no mechitza. Now when you put the next little fence in there to make the hole less than 10 amas, it's considered like you made a new mechitza now. And this mechitza you're making is being made the shame dira. That's the etzah to mesakel that you can mavato inside this dira. Inside the karfif. So the gemara yiboyelihu. Poritz ama vigodar ama. Let's say kiseida, you had this karfif. And the wall, you had one, or you broke through one hole at a time. The hole matchil is only an amma wide. That's all. So an amma wide hole is nothing. That's why I'm still called the pesach. You weren't mevata the mechitza. But after the pirtza was an amma, you fixed it up. You made a fence in that hole. Vaito poritz amma vegidra. Ad sheshlimo liyosim yeser. To say that day after day, every day, another amma of the wall fell in. But every day he kept on fixing it up, putting like a new mechitza in that amma. Then the second day another amma fell down. That without the 11 days already, you have really a shetach of 11 ammas. That the original wall broke down, but just every day he kept on building it up. So what's the halacha? Do we say, lamaisa 11 ammas fell in already? So it's considered like the old pesach is broken, and now you're making a new mechitza? Or do we say no? Since at all times, there's never a time that you have the pirtza more than 10 ammas, at all times, you always have a good mechitza there. Because one day, when it breaks in an amma, the next day you're fixing it up. You put another mechitza there. You put another gedder there. So there's never a time that you really have a pirtza yoysem yeser. So what's the locha mahu? What's the locha? So Drashi, poratz amma, eitzel stima. You had a wall, the fourth wall, and now you broke through a hole an amma wide. Vigodra, then right away you put a gedder, you put a fence there. The Yoid Paras Amma, then the next day, right next to it, another Amma broke through. Eitzel Stimas Amma, next to the first Amma that you fixed up. Hachadosha. The Godra, and then again you put another wall up there. The Loi Paras Yudamas Kechud. And there wasn't a one time when the hole was wide 10 Amis. Every day a little bit fell down, and he kept on building it up every day. So what's the halacha? Do we consider now Lamais as if 11 Amas broke through, so it's considered like the old Mechitza's bottle, and you're making a new Mechitza? And we're talking about the same Akimta now. That Metchila, the walls were made, Shaloya Manas Labira. Metchila, you didn't have a house inside there. So since the walls are wider than a base of Sion, it has a Din Karfif, that has a Din Karmelis. You're not allowed to be Metatl inside. Now the case is again, you build a house inside there. But that doesn't help you. Since Metchila, the walls were made, Shaloya Manas Labira. Now the shaila is though, every day it breaks a little bit the wall, so at the end of 2 weeks, Lamaisa 11 Amis broke through. So do we look as if the old wall is bottled, and now if you say that you're putting a new wall in, or do we say no, we never look as if the old wall is bottled, because there was never at one time you had a pirza more than 11 Amis. There was always the pirza, just one Amma. So we never see as if the old wall is broken. It always looked as if the old wall is still here. Now, Omalei, so he answered back, yes, Avada, that's kosher. That's a good way of breaking the old wall, and it's considered you're having a new wall now. What's the raya? Omalei, lav haino de tanan. Isn't this the same halacha like we learned? That what? We have halacha vehuchas tuma a keli. A kli cheris is makabu tuma, and once it's makabu tuma, the only way to make it tor is to break it, to put a hole in it, that you can't use it anymore. Now, kol kli bali batim. If the keli belongs to a private person, shiurin to remind him. The kli is still called usable, unless you have a hole in there that even pomegranates go through it. That's called bottle the tashmash of the kli, and then it becomes tor. Now, a boy chiski had a shayla. Nikiv kamoisi zayis. You had this kli cheris that belongs to a private person, and metchila first day you had a small hole in it, just that an olive comes through. So that hole is not mevatel the shem kli, you can still use it to store pomegranates inside it. So still has the shem kli, the tumma is still here. Nova sasmoy, right away this hole of a zayis, you filled it up. V'chaza v'nikav k'maisi zayis. The next day, or right next to that old hole, became a new hole, the size of a zayis. But right away you again clogged up that hole. Within a few days you kept on having these holes the size of a zayis, whereas if you wouldn't have filled them up each day, the hole now would have equal to a size of a rimon. Now it would have been as big as a pomegranate. Is halacha mahu? Do we look again as if there's one big hole here, and nail the kli is tor? Or do we say no? At every time you only had a hole the size of a zayis, and right away you stuffed it up. So there's never a time that I could see the hole that's big as a rimon. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Omalei, he answered back. Mahu, the omalei, Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi, Shani Salonu, you taught us another halacha. From this next halacha, we'll see clear that in such a case it is considered tor. We look as if all the holes equal up to more than a rimon, and tak it's tor. The old kli is bottle. What's the raya? A raya from another halacha. The Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Revi, Sheni Salonu Sandal. You told us a lot about a sandal, about a shoe. Shenifseko Achas Miyoznov. A sandal that a Zav was wearing. Now a Zav makes a Tumas Medrus. Calls him on the Zav, stands on the sandal. The sandal got a Tumas Medrus. That's like a Kmata Chomadika Tumma. That's Matama B'masa. If you just pick up the sandal, it has Tumas Masa because it's Medrus of a Zav. Now, how does the sandal become tor? If you break the sandal, it's not usable anymore. Now, sandal shenifseko achas miyoznov. One of his ears break off. One of the ears of the kli break off. V'tikno, and then you masakin it. So just one of the ears come off of the sandal, it's still usable. You could use it because it has another side to it. But before the second side broke off, you fix the first side. Is alocha tome medrus. It still contains its tumme medrus it had before, because the sandal is still usable. What about nifsiko shaniya? Now the second ozin, the second ear of the sandal came off. Is alocha vesiknoi, even though now you fixed it up, so still the din is tor, minha medrus. We look as if the old kli was broken. It's not usable anymore. Because as soon as the second ear comes off, we look as if this sandal has no more ears. If it has no more side pieces to which you can't wear it. And therefore the tumas medrus, that had metchila, because the zav stepped on it, used it, goes off it now. Because right now we look as if first one ear came off, then the second ear came off on the second side. So if you have a sandal that doesn't have the two osnayim, you can't use it. But the locher is avol tome maga medrus. That's a locha, a tumas rishon it has. It's a maga medrash. That means even though when the second ear came off, so it lost its din tumah of medrash,
But I call upon him a kli, it is called a kli. Because right now you already fixed the first oizen. So lamaisa the kli is used. So when the tumas medrash goes off it, it's not worse as if it becomes a new kli, but this kli touches the tumas medrash. So it has a tumas maga medrash. But that's not negated to us. But I call upon him the old tumas medrash goes off it. V'yamarta Allah, and you explain to us, what's the hezbom? What do I say when the second ear of the shoe comes off? It becomes ois kli. It loses tumas medris. Maishin or rishayna. Why do we say when just the first ear, the first side came off, you said it was still tamei? It's not called the kli's bottom. Why? Dorkai mishniya. Because I call upon him, you have the second ear. Since you have the second side of the shoe, and you could use the second side, so it didn't lose its shen kli. Obviously, the kasher is then shniya nami. Even when the second side of the shoe falls off, why do I say now the shoe is bottled? It has no tumas medrash. The kli is not a kli anymore. I hakai merishayna. The kasher is though, but you already fixed the first ear that came off. You already fixed the first side. So now when the second side comes off, why is the kli? Oh, it's kli. It's not called the kli anymore. It's still usable. Bechli, you're telling me when just one falls off, you can still use the shoe. That's why when just one ear falls off, the shoe still has tumas medrash because it could be used because it has a second side to it. So even when the second side comes off, it's also shver. Why do I say it's Torah now? It can still be used. You already fixed the first side. For your matter alone, you explained to us, you told us, that teretz is ponim chadoshes bo lakan. The teretz is, it's like a new kli that came right now. We look at the old kli. The old kli, when the Zav stepped on it, it originally had two sides to it, two asnayim. Now lamaisa, those two asnayim came off it. First one side came off, then the second side came off. So negate to that old kli, we look as if that old kli is bottle. In between, you put a new side onto it, you put a new oizen onto it. The Torah says, you're making like a new kli here. That's called ponim chadoshes bolakan. The new kli doesn't have a tumas medrash. All it has is just a tumas maga medrash. It blies like it's a new kli now, and this kli lamais is touching the old tumas medrash. So maga medrash, it does have. But als medrash alone, Nogaya to the old kli, we look as if ponim chadosh is bolakan. A new kli is coming here. Similar, the same thing as Nogaya to the kli of a balabayas. Without, you have holes. Even though each hole you filled up, but the mice, after you have a few holes the size of a zayas, that equals to the size of rimonim, we look as if that old kli, lamaisa, has a hole the size of a rimon. And therefore the old kli is tor. Lamaisa, the kli could be used now. You stuffed up the old holes. The teretz is, it's called ponim chadoshes bolakan. We look as if it's called a new kli is here. So the same thing, our original shaila also. When you have this karfet, that metchila was hukav shnel adira. Now you want to make these walls now, like new walls here, to say it's good. Even though at every time just one armor broke through. But after you have 11 armors broke through, we look as if that old wall is bottled. Because nagei to the original wall that was made shleil ledira, there are 11 amis broken through that wall. When you have a pirsa more than 10 amis, it breaks the mechitza. In between every yama you fixed up, the teretz is every fixing just blinds like ponim chadoshes, like you're making a new wall. Sadarabba, the new wall you're making the shame dira. So therefore you're allowed to be metatl in this conference right now. That was the teretz. So the Gemara, Hochinami, Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. In our case of a Karfif also, about every Amma was broken down, and it came up to be 11 Ammas broken through, so that old wall is bottled, you fixed up in between. What you fixed up now, it looks like a new wall is there. And this new wall is after the house was built inside it. So the new wall was built L'Shem Dira. Therefore now it's called the Mechitza, Shulkaf L'Dira, and you're allowed to be metatl inside it. So the Gemara Kori Alei, when he heard such a teretz, he called upon him, Les Dein Bar Inish. This man is not called a mensch. The Rashi says, no, he's a malach. Because to say such a good pshat, he's namish like a malach. And he could yami some sefer keret. Kegoin Dein Bar Nash. Like this person, that's called the Ben Odom. Thus says the mensch. A mensch, Dav Zayin, a mensch, they could say Svaros, could say Tzrutzim. He's called an emes a mensch. Let's see, Rashi just. Rashi, v'tikna, v'choza, v'nik Rashi, eitzel asima, v'tikna, hu adin, kilo tikna nami, adayin tami medrusu. V'adin laka tikna rusa. Dil avok, yisula yitzchak lamayim, nisklashinim. Yitor min amedrus, look at to us. Tisuzak Rashi, tisula yhevi kli. V'lo yichozi le medrus, milatame su adam akelim. Once both ears came off the kli, the shoe, it's not roy to be worn, so the old din tumas medrus goes off it. Avo klihu, but the maestro, it is called the kli, because you already fixed the ears. the chos latash meshachrinim for adayin tumas maga medrash olav. You have a tumas maga as if it touched the medrash. So it has a tumas maga like a rishon latumah. Shirei b'shas prishosayin minoizim b'shas the second ear came off it. Shadayin hu medrash at that time and still had a tumas medrash on it. Lekabel tumah latame kelim kibul tumah meyaviv. It's like the new kli touched the old kli. B'vasachas. No, they have a rishon l'tumim. It applies now a rishon l'tumim. Umetam akol ponim oichlin umashkin. But akol ponim teretz is that ponim chadoshes ein oznayim alolim imenu. These new ears on the shoe were not there at the beginning. Umishaniskenu loydorsen azav. After the new was put on, the zav didn't step on the shoe anymore. The tumah rishon atiru, and the original tumah that it had on it went off it. Shere ein ze sandarishon. This is not the original shoe. This is considered a new shoe right now. So melhu adin by the mechitzas. Even though every time the mechitzah broke an amah, you fixed it up, it's considered like a new mechitzas here right now. And the old mechitzas bottle, once there's a pirtza there, more than 10 amas. Les din barinish, trashi yelo malach. Hagoyin din barnash, odom godol. Fakir, that's called an odom godol, like this. Fighter. Omarav kana. Rochbo shachuri havatin. A rochba in the Gemara is always called the backyard, and backyard is called a rochba. And here, it was more than a base of sayin. So Drashi, rochba shachuri abatim, v'yein pesach habayis tzuach lo. From your house, there was no entrance into the backyard. Matchila was built a backyard, but there was no entrance from the back of the house into the backyard. V'heve mukefesh doladira. Obazoy, the backyard, like a picture 81, is called shloy ladira. It's hook of shloy ladira. The e yoisim a base of sayim loyitzu is bigger than a base of sayim hoya is a metaltlim bo ela arbar bamis. You're only allowed to be metaltlim in your backyard the dal bamis. If the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamis and 4 tefachim by 70 and 4 tefachim, it's called a karmus with rabbanon. You can't be metaltlim there. So you had this backyard zot gemara is a metaltlim boy ela bedal bamis. You can only be metaltlim like a karmus only up until dal bamis. The yomer Rav Nachman in posach le pesach. In picture 82, you open up a door from your house that goes into the backyard, then mutal atalta bakulei. Then you're allowed to be metaltal in the whole backyard. That's called hukos adira. So drashi bin posak le tetzach min abayis. If you opened up a door from your house into the backyard, then it's called hukos adira. So at Gemara posach matiroi, the pesach is matir, it's called a hukos adira. V'loya moron, and I only say this, elishe posach ulutseif hukos. There has to be such a case that first you build your house, and you had a backyard, a back entrance to your house. You had the door there. And then you put up the mechitzas around the backyard. So then it's called the mechitzas al-hukuf ladiro. Because first you had the opportunity to live there. You had a back entrance to your house. Then you put up the dira. Then you put up the mechitzas. Ma'ashen kein usayf hukuf. Abu hukuf. But literally, the first depiction was like 81. First you had the mechitzas put up, and you had no back entrance to your house. Ulepsayf posach, and then you broke through in the back of your house to make an entrance to the backyard. Loi, that doesn't help you because like we had before. Since metchilu the mechitzas were made shloy almanas ledirom, so it doesn't help you anymore that later you open up a pesach to your house because it's totally how you make the mechitzas at the beginning. The mechitzas were made shloy almanas ledirom. It has it in kamlus mit rabbonin. Avukul ulepsayf posach loi for the Gemara posach. If you're telling me first you opened up the back door of your house, and then you put the mechitzas around your backyard, it's a chur pshita. Avadi you're allowed to be metaltel in your backyard. That's mamish called mechitzas shehukof ladira. Pshita, a picture 82. Avadi can be metaltel there. And the Gemara Teretz is leitzricha tiyistle beidori. We're talking about you have a storage yard there between your house and the backyard. Like a picture 83. Right outside the entrance to your back house, the back door, there's a beidori there. There's like a place that you store your tefua. And then in back of that, there's the backyard. Yeah. So I would think, Zot Gemara, now the time I would think, adaita de beidori avde. Why did you open up the back door of your house to the backyard? Not the fact you want to live in the backyard, just you wanted to be able to go to the beidori. You want to be able to go take the tefua inside your house whenever you need it. So it's not called as if it was opened up to live in the backyard. So maybe the backyard is still called hukov shle ladira. Kamashla know that your purpose of making a door in the back of your house is for both purposes. Minastam, you want to be able to live in the backyard and to be able to take in for the dvei dori. Shrashi Pshita. Did the Pesach say Hukav Shari? Shari Hukav Hashem Pesach Pshita. At first you have the door, and then you made the Mechita that other with Smuta. And the Gemara, let's read Chod Yisbe Beidorin. Goyrin Acher Abayis. You have your asylum there, you have your storage of Tfuah there. Koydim Hekav HaRachovim. Before the Rachovim, before the backyard. His mother Tema died at the Beidori Poscha. He opened up the door to his in the back of his house only Almanas to use the Tfuah. And not for the purpose of using, living in the backyard. Kamash will know that Avad was same in Astam, he opened up the door for both purposes. Zayt to use the Dori, to use the Tfuah, and to use the backyard. Therefore, it's considered like if the Pesach was there first, that is called, first this whole Shetach is Oymud Ladira. Now, if you make Mechitas around your backyard, it's called Mechitas that will hook off Ladira. So no matter how wide the Mechitas are, still it's Mutter to use it.
Yeah. Well, right. Karfeif, yoisim a base of sayin. You have a karfeif, again, an open yard that's more than a base of sayin. Shukos ladira. You have a house inside there, and in front of the house, on the back of the house, you have a nice big yard that's more than a base of sayin. Is that so posh, it's mutter to metalta there, because it's called hukos ladira. Since you first you have your house, and then you made a big backyard, and you made a big mechitas all around it, that's called hukos ladira. Now what happened was, for the smalamayim, now water came into your backyard, and your whole backyard got flooded. There's like a marble, there's just water there. And Avad, we're not talking about it's running water. If it's running water always has a thing karmelis. It's called a new rishus by itself. Every nor, every river is considered a karmelis. They were talking about the water just stays there. It's like dead water in your backyard right now. For the smalamayim, and your whole backyard now became full of water. Is Sava Rabbanan Lameim, Rabbanan thought to say, Kizroyim Domi. This is considered as if you planted Zeroyim in your backyard. That's Mavato the Dira. You don't live there anymore. Normally you live in your backyard, you go out there, you sit there, you walk around. Now that you have a flood there, it's full of water right now, you don't live there. That's not called Hukav the Dira anymore. Samela has it in Kamlis right now, the backyard, and it's also to Mavato. That's what he thought. What? Well, it's never more than a base of sign. I have to say it's bigger. It has to be more than 70. It'll be more than 70 or 70 else. You'll be right. It'll be a certain then. Nismala mayim. Yes, a sober rabbon lameimok is royim domi. It has been like zroyim. The osir. And if it's bigger than a base of sign, it's more than 70 yamas. Like 70 yamas, it'd be osir. Omalu, he entered Omalu rababa avua the rav. Or the rover, bray the Rav Mesharshia, hochi yarmina mishmei the rover. This is what was learnt over in the name of rover, that mayim is kinetoyim domi. No, water is considered like trees. Just like we said before, trees does not mevatel the dira. You can still live in your backyard with trees. Who are then water also? Water does is not mevatel the dira. We'll soon see why not. Bishari, therefore it's mutter. Even though the water is more than a base of sayim, it's still called oimed the dira, and it's called mechitas, a hook of the dira, it's still mutter to metatl inside it.